is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice a day, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And Genesis is the world's largest alternative radio network. Great to know, isn't it? Matt Stein and I were on the phone and we were talking about the drought and the food shortage coming our way. And I suggest that if you have the stomach for it, that you might want to continue with today's class with Len Pence, GardeningRevolution.com. You know, the outlook isn't that good. Higher prices are on our way. And we're going to find out what to do about it right here and right now. So link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And there's a meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. Brady Bartolini's going to be with us. Inside Insurance. She's going to tell us how to save money on home, auto, farm, and collector auto insurance, health insurance. And she's going to tell us what you should say and what you should not say to your agent, because saying the wrong thing could cost you a lot of money. And Ricky Rocket, also known as Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's a biophysicist, will be with us. He's going to be doing a live teleseminar. And what I'm going to do is ask you in the class to think about what questions you would like to know from a biophysicist. Specifically, if you could ask Fox Mulder, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, all kinds of questions about life, about genetics, about health, and about are we alone. Tonight's your opportunity at the meetup at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. So think about your questions. Be prepared. Come prepared. And I think it's going to be a fascinating, fascinating event. And that's 5:30, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Today our class is focused on feeding you and your family, about survival gardening. We have our senior USAPrepares.com instructor, Len Pence, with us. Welcome, Len Pence of GardeningRevolution.com.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, Len, I'm really delighted that you're here with me in the broadcast classroom. And, Len, in class, I really believe we're in trouble. The crops have failed this growing season. There are cumulative effects of the sun, the inability of farmers to work our farms because of the piercing heat. I mean, that happened to me. I just couldn't stay out in the sun more than a couple minutes because it was drilling through my skin. We've got the economic depression, the greed of society, and then you add to that the growing world population. We are in a real bind. Len, what do you think?
I think that we're getting ready to be broadsided by something we haven't really expected. All of us have been getting ready for the time when the trucks quit running, and we've just overlooked what has happened to us this summer. It's the worst drought that we've had here in Missouri and in several surrounding states in the breadbasket of the United States.
Yeah, and actually, it's the worst drought. I believe it's the worst drought the United States has ever seen in recorded history.
I think so. And people don't understand what that's going to mean. I of course, raise organic vegetables. And my whole gardening system is built around organics. Even the fertilizer I use is made from plants. And I sell to a restaurant here in town, in Springfield. And the man is a good friend. He's a retired naval intelligence officer. And he buys a lot of stuff from me because he wants the very freshest and best food he can serve. And I was in there just a couple of days ago delivering about 40 or 50 pounds of eggplants to him. And I happened to be there at a time when two other food suppliers came in to sell to him. And their comments were quite interesting. Of course, I'm just local. They're national or international. One of them said that you can expect a 75% increase in some food prices by next March. 75, that's almost doubling. The other one was even more interesting. They are one of the largest food distributors, if not the largest, in the United States, based out of Oklahoma City. And they are firing their salespeople. And Jim asked them, you know, what's going on? And they said, well, there's going to be a food shortage. They don't need salespeople. People will be lined up to buy the stuff. So I expect to see blank spaces on our shelves that we haven't ever experienced before, and maybe doubling in food prices at least. It's going to be quite a shock to a lot of people, especially if you're on a fixed income. Right now, they're making the hard decisions on do we buy medications or food. Boy, by next spring, if they're not growing their own, they're going to be in deep trouble.
Len, let's dissect what you just said. 75% increase in the food prices from the suppliers. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And then, all right, so then if there's a food price increase, and then there's going to be a shortage, there is a shortage in addition to that. So is
yes.
that where you get the...
And we don't know how bad it's going to be. You see, China, with its billions of population, buys 75% of its food for its citizens from the United States and Europe. Well, mm-hmm. we're not going to have it. We're not going to have a big surplus to sell them this year. Now what's going to happen? Will it go to the highest bidder? Probably, because the corporations want to make as much money as they can, and if China has more money than we do, then we're really going to be in trouble.
Okay. I mean, it's clear to me, Len. You know, I've been looking at even items like popcorn, and the drought was so severe that popcorn might be down easily 40 to 60% in total yield. And that has put a real hurt on the popcorn packagers. Those are the guys that buy the popcorn from the farmers, and they put it in these popcorn, you can heat them in the microwave oven, popcorn packages. You can heat it yourself, and it's raw popcorn. Even movie theaters buy their popcorn from these companies, and they are scrambling to outdo each other, outbid each other to buy the limited availability of popcorn. So that's just one more item that is in shortage, and of course, corn, regular corn, GMO corn, and it's all in limited supply right now. So that you combine all that with the growing population. And prices are going to go up, and I can really see the empty spaces in my mind right now, because what I'm actually seeing it now, Len, I'm actually seeing smaller and smaller real estate, if you will, on the shelves in supermarkets. Items that used to be able to go to a store like Aldi, and they would have probably 6 feet width of space for pasta. And now it's 3 feet wide. And I've seen that in other items, too, where you used to have lots and lots of supply, and the supply is very, very limited now. Are you seeing that also?
Oh, yes. And you're going to see it more and more. And I'm noticing it in my business. People are getting so concerned and coming out here and buying beds to raise their own gardens. The system I've got is so easy. It'll grow 4 to 5 times as much per square foot as we will digging in the dirt like we have for 10,000 years.
And, well, then I can tell you,
really,
that.
The people are really getting, a lot of people are that knows what and can see what's going on are really getting concerned. They're getting prepared for that now.
Well, Lynn, when they come to your, you have classes every Saturday at your institute or your farm, and so you've got a classroom and you teach, and right outside that classroom is your workspace where you garden, and you actually show them the hoop houses and so forth. Well, what are they really saying? So they come to class, and of course they've got the standard answers. Let's talk about the standard answers why they come, and let's talk about the real answers why they come, okay?
Well, the standard answer is when I get a class before me, I say, okay, why are you here? You know, we've been doing this other gardening method for 10,000 years, digging in the dirt, sowing seeds, and hoeing weeds. I said, so why do you want to change it? Why are you here? And the standard answer is, well, we want to know where our food comes from, and we want better food for our kids and so forth. And we don't like hoeing weeds and stuff like that. And I say, okay, now you get all this, but why are you really here? I said, I want to see a show of hands on this. I said, how many of you are here because you've got a gut feeling we're in for some really tough times and you better learn to feed yourselves again? And every hand in the house goes up.
They just don't want to admit it, right?
No, when they first come, they want to admit it. Then they realize that, okay, everybody's in the same boat. Let's go for it.
So they realize that they're among friends and they're among like-minded people. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. They become part of our extended family.
Lynn, how do... Interesting term that you just used, extended family, and that's really what USAPrepares.com is all about. Lynn, how do they find you? The first time I came to your farm quite a while ago, a couple of years ago, it wasn't all that easy to find. I mean, you have to almost climb a mountain to get to your farm.
Being ex-military, I picked the high ground with one way in and out.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do they find you? Is it word of mouth? Is it?
Well,
how do people find out?
A lot of it is. People go buy their beds and go out and they start building it, and their neighbors look and say, holy cow. You know, I had one guy in Arkansas, for example, got 274 pounds of tomatoes from one plant.
And, Lynn Vince, GardeningRevolution.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We're going to ask exactly how you grow this kind of garden when we come back. What do we do to grow that yield? I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I only have some of the controls. Alex has most of the controls. Len Pence is with me, and we're talking about gardening and survival gardening. Len, during the break, I just wrote down a couple things that I think are important to great gardening, and I'd like to hear your comments on them. One, in order to have a great garden, I think you need to have great soil. I think you need to have great seeds, great genetics. Okay. Third, you have to have a proper environment of sun and water and so forth. And then you need to eliminate the competition for the plants you're trying to grow. Am I on the right track?
Absolutely, right down the line.
Okay. Now, since we've said you need great soil, no kidding, you got to have it. You can't grow great plants without great soil. You can't grow it without great seeds. Where do you get your seeds, Len?
Well, from White Harvest Seeds. Same place you get yours from.
You know, I got we're talking about Mike Knox. He's one of our instructors. And Mike Knox, I got an email from him yesterday, and he's going to do what he did before. He's going to give away 1,000 packs of heirloom seeds at the Get Prepared Expo. So first 1,000 people that come in the door, you're going to get a package of Vinny's favorite. Mike takes the seeds that I like the best, and he puts them together, and you'll be able to select from Vinny's favorite heirloom seeds for free if you come to the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri. That's November 3rd and 4th. Okay, so we start with great seeds. And here's a question. And we had one of our instructors at the meetup, Lynn, was talking about heirloom seeds versus hybrid seeds. And he brings up a good point. And it was a very controversial subject. I had my opinion on it, and I'll even say what it is. But he said, look, if you're going to start gardening, it's a little tougher with heirloom seeds. Now, of course, you can save heirloom seeds and for year after year after year, and you'll never have to buy them again if you take care of your seeds. But he said, you know, hybrid seeds grow better. So start your beginning garden with hybrid seeds. Learn how to do it. Save your heirloom seeds for later when you really need them. And as you get into gardening, then bring out your heirloom seeds. What are your thoughts?
I think you need to start with your heirloom seeds first, because I don't think we've got that much time to play. You're talking about seasons of planting hybrids. And yes, there's nothing wrong with growing and eating a hybrid. They're fine, because all they've done is taken 2 or maybe 10 heirloom seeds and cross-pollinated them so that they will be more disease resistant or taste better or grow faster or whatever. But you can't save the seeds, and this is something you've got to do. Now, Mike not only has good seeds, and I've used them for over 2 years now, and they are excellent seeds, but he also has some books for saving seeds that you want to talk to him about. But definitely go with heirloom seeds. I have seeds in my garden that have been passed down in my family for 150 years that we know of. So get used to doing it. We don't have time to play.
Well, you know, Lynn, the conclusion that you came to was the exact same conclusion that I came to at the meetup. And I said, look, it's great to start easy. And I understand the point that our other instructor had about, you know, hybrid seeds. But I came to the same conclusion. You need to know how heirloom seeds work right now. And so plant them, get used to them, learn how to work with them. And of course, there are other things. And so let's start with the soil, Lynn. Let's build a garden. During the rest of this classroom, I'd like us to teach the class on what it takes to build a really good garden that the class will be successful with. So I'm thinking, you know, a lot of us may live in cities or the suburbs. Let's start with a garden in a couple old tires stacked one on top of another, or let's start with a what we call in the farming community a lick tub, LICKTUB, about a 20-gallon or 10-gallon tub that the cows get their minerals and feed and protein by licking out of these big tubs. They're about $5 a piece if you find them. You know, in the farming community. So let's talk about building that kind of garden first. Okay, Lynn?
Okay. I started this type of gardening when I moved to Missouri 20 years ago.
You know what? We're going to have to hold that thought. Class will be right back. We're going to talk about gardening in a bucket. When we come back, how to do it and how to be successful right out of the gate. Lynn Pence, gardeningrevolution.com. Link on the website, usapreparis.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com. Working with the power of nature.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I want you to think about this. Where is your food going to come from? And, you know, back in the 50s, the 60s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20s, a lot of families grew their own food. Why? Because they had to. They dug up their backyards in cities, and they planted gardens. They planted food for their own family's survival. And we're going to talk about building buckets. That's the probably the easiest way of starting a successful garden. You can do this right in the city. You can do this in the suburbs. You can take two tires and stack them one on top of each other, and Len Pence is going to tell us how. GardeningRevolution.com. Len, let's talk about it.
All right. The first thing we're looking for, Vince, is the type of soil. All your seed packets tell you the same thing. Does best in loose, well-drained soil.
Mm-hmm.
We also need that soil to be free of contaminants and free of weeds. And so where do you find such a soil? Certainly not around here. Or very few places in the United States. You don't know what's in that dirt. You don't know what's been there before. and what they poured on it or anything else. So 20 years ago when I moved here, I decided, okay, I'm going to have to go with raised bed gardening. Now, what's the perfect soil? And over the past 20 years and six figures in mistakes, I finally figured out how to build loose, well-drained soil that's free of all weeds and got the right pH and everything. I do that by mixing 50% cotton burr compost, 35% peat moss, and 15% rice hulls. And if you mix them in that ratio, you will come out with a pH of 7. Now, you have to be careful where you get your cotton burr compost from. You can get it from Walmart and Lowe's, but I wouldn't because it's got a real tiny little label on it. You really have to look for it. It says, not for use in vegetable gardens, because most cotton has been sprayed with everything under the sun, including defoliants. If you're a Vietnam veteran, think Agent Orange. We use one here that we get out of West Texas that hasn't been sprayed with everything. But that's the ratio that you need, and that gives you your loose, well-drained soil. Now, you've got to feed it with something besides that, and we have made all from plants what we call essential elements. This is your iron, zinc, manganese, copper, sulfur, boron, etc. All the trace elements that nobody's putting back anymore is in this thing. It's actually a 5-5-5 organic with all the trace elements in it. And if you'll mix all those up, you can now grow just about anything you want to grow. And those lick tubs are excellent, Vince. They just flip it upside down, take you a half-inch wood bit, and pop about 10 or 12 holes in the bottom. And you've got something about the size of a whiskey barrel or a half whiskey barrel that makes an excellent thing to grow in. And you can put it on your patio. You can put it out in the middle of your driveway if you want to. And you can grow anything you want to grow right there.
Class, if you take your arms and you stretch them out in front of you and you touch your fingers together, you kind of make a circle with your arms. You touch your fingertips together. That's how big these lick tubs are. That's the diameter.
About 2 feet across.
Yeah, and they're about 2.5 feet tall. So that's to give you a reference about how big these buckets are, if you will. And you can do the same thing with a tire, can't you? Or two tires stacked one on top of the other.
Oh, yeah, especially if you can find some big old tractor tire somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't look all that great, Class, but you can probably get them for free, and they absolutely work. So, all right, so 15% rice hulls, 50% cotton burr mulch, and 35%
compost, yes.
Compost.
And
35% peat moss. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and when you're done with this mixture, you just mix this all up. You can do it with your hands. You'll be able to just wiggle your fingers from the top of this bucket all the way to the bottom. It's that loose. And Len, can you talk about why that's important for the roots?
Well, when I was a kid, I came along during the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma back in the 30s. And I remember Dad, when he would fertilize his tomato plants, he would just sprinkle a little fertilizer right around the plant. And in that red clay in Oklahoma, that might be as far as those plants' roots have gone. But here, when I start cleaning out my beds, and my beds are a standard bed is 4 foot wide and 16 foot long, made out of concrete blocks, but it doesn't matter. When I start cleaning out my beds here in a couple of months, when I pull that tomato plant, I'll find that it's gone down to my landscape mat, and then they may be 6 or 8 feet long running down the bed. The deeper your soil is, and the looser it is, the better roots you're going to have, and of course those roots are going to determine what you get on top. So we get fabulous results.
Len, Now that we've got the soil, let's talk about what we can plant right now. So, in class, you can get a free copy of this podcast if you'd like to refresh your memory or share it with someone, friends, family. And if you want to plant a garden this weekend, you can do it. You can do it. And there are things you can plant right now, this weekend. Lynn, what are they?
Well, of course, all your leaf vegetables, your lettuce, your spinach, your kale, all of these things can be planted now. And if you can still find the plants, your broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and Brussels sprouts, I just planted mine about 3 weeks ago, and they do far, far better in the fall than they do in the spring. You could also, if you're going to cover them with anything to protect against the hardest freezes, you could go ahead and maybe plant beets and carrots right now. You're not going to have corn and okra and tomatoes in the wintertime. But there's a bunch of stuff that you can. There's no reason you shouldn't be eating your Christmas dinner out of your garden.
Okay. And the weight of, I'm trying to think, two people could probably carry one of these lip tubs with this combination of rice hulls and cotton burr mulch and peat moss. You know, if there were a freeze, they could probably carry it into the garage overnight, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not like 200 pounds of dirt that would be in a bucket. It's much, much lighter than that. And class, if you'd like to contact Mike Knox at White Harvest Seed, you can go to the USAPrepares.com website. And under the food and gardening solutions of the first page, he's the second guy there, Mike Knox, N-O-C-K-S. And I'm sure he'll be glad to ship you right away whatever you need. And you can even call him and ask him what his recommendations are for your area. Those are heirloom seeds, Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed. Okay, so we've got the
no shipping and handling from Mike.
Really? That's
great.
It's
you know, free.
Awesome. I didn't know that because what happened was a whole bunch of us instructors got together and we all bought our seeds at the same time. And, you know, they arrived at my place and then, and I distributed that to them. So I wasn't aware of that, but that's great. Okay. So let's talk about going forward. Now that we've got these seeds planted, do you want to start inside? Do we start them inside or outside for, the lettuce, spinach, you know, kale?
Oh, no. Go ahead and plant them directly into your soil outside.
Okay. There you go, class.
If you want to start plants for next spring, like, mm-hmm. peppers and tomatoes, you'll want to start them inside about the middle of February. Then you'll transplant them into your garden around the first week in May.
Okay. Let's talk about water. Lynn, you know, some of us live in the city. You don't and I don't, but some of the rest of our class does. And what about if we want to be successful, do you suggest that we try to get the chlorine out of the water by letting the water set, you know, in a container, like a, you know, a pail for several hours in the sun before we start watering these plants?
Well, that would be good if you can do it. Another way is to use the water coming off your roof and catch it in large containers and use that for water.
There you go. There you go. Because then you won't have the fluoride and you won't have the chlorine in it.
That's
but
right.
if you can't do that, try putting the water in a bucket. And how important, Len, is getting the temperature of the water close to the temperature of the compost? I'm sorry. The compost peat moss rice hull mix.
Well, it's just like in your cooking recipes. You know, they say room temperature. In that case, they want soil temperature. And the closer you can get to that, the better off you are. You don't want to shock your plants.
I guess that'd be kind of like getting a tap water temperature, just jumping into a bath, right? That temperature. It would shock us.
Yeah, it would.
So, class, think about, you know, how would you like it? How would you like it if you were in that bucket and you got hosed down with 65-degree water? How would you like that? And would that make you want to grow and
you,
be
productive?
It makes
you want to be real fast.
You probably won't do as well that day once you get hosed down with 65-degree water. So, Len, we're talking about an increase in food prices. You think it's guaranteed?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Okay.
We're already seeing it. You know, I remember last year, last spring, we were getting ready to do a canning of beets, and I needed some sugar. So I went to the store and went bouncing down the aisle to get my little five-pound packages of pink and white CNH sugar. Picked them up, and I started back, and I thought, this doesn't feel right.
It
and
doesn't feel right,
they
does
it? They were 5 pounds. They were 4 pounds. Same
yep.
price.
Yes.
But they're 4 pounds. That's a 20% increase, 25%. You know? And they didn't do anything. It just changed the volume. So we're already seeing big increases. Pecans at Sam's have doubled in the last 6 months.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Norman Shealy's been saying. Len Pence is with us. You've got a DVD, but I think you can save a lot of money if you get it at the Expo, about half price at the Expo or at the meetups. But we'll talk about Len Pence's GardeningRevolution.com DVD when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Don't touch that dial.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,774.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.95, $908.97 for a half ounce, or $454.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.95, $908.97, and $454.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Len Pence is with me. GardeningRevolution.com. That's GardeningRevolution.com. Revolution.com. Len, you've got DVDs and you make them available at the Get Prepared Expo for a very low price, don't you?
Yeah, they're about half price. You can buy them right off the website. By the time all the people in between take their cuts out of it, it's going to end up costing you about $35, shipping and handling and everything. And I give them for $20 at the expo. And, you know, earlier you mentioned where do I get my leads and things from. A lot of it is neighbors, you know, to the people that have them. But those original leads and the predominance of my business right now is coming from USAPrepares.com.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I know we go on the radio in Springfield, Missouri, and I know you come to the meetups and you give seminars. I wasn't aware of that, but that's really interesting. Well, I think we're ringing the alarm that things are not good, Len. And maybe we should just take a minute and just talk about what we do at USA Prepares class. I seek out people that I think have great products, great solutions that are in the preparedness arena. And I interview them exhaustively. I put them through the meat grinder. And if they survive the interview, which could take a minimum of an hour, no one comes to the expo just because they want to. They go through an interview process. And if I don't like them and if I find something out about them that does not set well with me, they do not come to the expo. And so all of your instructors have been vetted by me, and Len Pence was one of our very, very early instructors. And you know, I've been to his farm, I've been to his training center. It is, it's what we're talking about. It is that kind of a garden, and that's why we recommend that you consider him. And Len, when we talk about gardening, something that we just don't really understand very well is how often should we water? Can you tell us about that? Because there is a secret to watering. When do we water? When is the right time to water? Do we water in the heat of the day? Do we water at night? Do we water in the morning or many times a day? What do we do?
Well, a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't water overhead, you know. That's not good for them. But I don't know how many people really go out when it's raining and hold an umbrella over their garden.
Yep.
So watering with this soil is a lot easier because you can't overwater it.
It's
it
impossible.
Will only absorb so much, and then it just runs out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to drown anything. So it's much easier to control your watering with this than it is digging in the dirt.
So really, you can't overwater, can you? You can't overwater the system, can you?
No, you can't. You may wash out some of the nutrients, but you will not drown your plants.
Okay.
And what you want to do is you've got to have the soil damp to begin with. And when you order your micronutrients from us, we send you a watering and feeding plan along with it. But you've got to keep it damp, especially when you plant your seeds. You cannot let it dry out in the top couple of inches when your seeds are germinating. So I water every day, and if you're using an automatic system, a very simple one, just like an oscillating sprinkler or water hose, you don't want to turn that on in the heat of the day, because that water coming out of that hose, unless you let it run a while, is going to scald your plants.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful of that, but you need to water them every day. And it's best to do it. I do mine early in the morning. Now, if I see that they are stressed at the end of the day in any way, if I see any wilting, I'll water it again in the evenings. But
Len Pence has been with us, GardeningRevolution.com. Len, I'd like to give out your phone number, 417-736-3251. 417-736-3251. One more time. 417-736-3251. Len Pence is on page one, Gardening Revolution, on USAPrepares.com website. A lot of articles you should consider reading. I'm Vin Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. Meet up tonight. Above all, what happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.